Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I am your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest is the Hope Coach. She is the author of the book, Unarmed But Dangerous, the co-producer of the movie, Eagle Without Wings. Join me in welcoming Tawana Williams.
Hey, yay. Hey, how you doing?
I'm so excited to have you with me today and to be able to share your story with the people. We connected because we both have a mutual respect for the women who helped us become the women that we are today. And I just wanted to share your story with the people and so they can hear how you became the Hope Coach and the basis of your book, Unarmed But Dangerous.
Yes, thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the Hope Coach, Tawana Williams, your messenger of hope, help, and inspiration. And I was blessed to be born without arms and impaired use of my legs due to the drug thalidomide that was given to my mother during pregnancy. Then my mother told me there was nothing that I could not do. And I had a Grandma Rogers that did not play with me. And when I was 4.5 years old, she looked me in the eyes and she said, T, you must not have needed arms because God didn't give them to you. She said, nothing's missing. If you don't have it, then you don't need it. And those words have resonated throughout my soul. And yes, I've overcome some major adversities and challenges throughout my life. I was gang raped many years ago during a home invasion, raped by my stepfather. I was addicted to crack and cocaine for 10 long years. I've experienced abortion, motherhood, a stroke, and a mild heart attack. So I know that I'm here to help you overcome whatever adversities and challenges you may be facing in your life. And that's why I am unarmed but dangerous.
Woo-hoo! All right. Yes. I want to go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, when your grandmother spoke to you at 4 years old, got such an impressionable age. And she told you, you have everything that you need. And it is so, to me, it just correlates with Psalm 139 when it talks about how God puts us together. He knew every part and he calls us, we are a masterpiece for him. And I look at you and I'm just the beginning part of what you said, you are a masterpiece for God. Go on, girl. I'm just so excited just to hear more. So at 4 years old, when you heard that you had everything that you need, how did that impact your life? How did it help you start looking at life going forward?
You know, those words were so powerful and they still resonate. Grandma Rogers, she died in 1999, but I take her everywhere I go, every speech that I, you know, when I'm traveling, wherever we go. She's always in me. She's always in my heart. You know, those words, they just resonate throughout my spirit because she let me know that I was fearfully and wonderfully made by
Amen.
God. You know, and she let me know that you can do anything you want to do. Yes, everything around me said I couldn't. You don't have this and you don't have that. But I made a conscious decision one day, my God, that I could do anything but fail. And then it started working together for my good and God's glory. So here I am today, the Hope Coach, giving hope, letting people know that it's possible. I believe that I could do it. And guess what? I did it. And that's really how it started, my belief system. First of all, I had to give myself permission to do it. My God. Mm. You know, after Grandma, you know, pushed all of that in me and, you know, poured into my life and my husband pouring into my life over the years, you know, I had to give myself permission because growing up, everything around said, you don't have arms, you walk funny, you're too short, you don't have this, you don't have that. I heard all my life, yada, yada, yada. And one day I was like, hold up, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Hold up, stop the press. I knew that I was fearfully and wonderfully made by God. And then I started moving forward into my greatness. And that's how it all started. My belief system, it just took a hold of my spirit, my soul, my heart. And then I just moved. I pushed forward. No matter what happened, I pushed forward and persevered in every area of my life. And that's how I did it, Jackie.
And you know, it's so funny. People often do talk about what you don't have. And yep. then instead of looking at what you do have, I think about the story of the talents and how God gave 1, 2, and 5. All you have to do is invest what you have. And from that, you will see growth. And that's what I see in you. You invested what you have. And then you allow God to just take over. And you have experienced this amazing growth. And now the growth that you have experienced is now being shared with other people so they can re-blossom just like you. And I just think that is just so awesome how you just allowed God to just step in and use you.
Absolutely. You know, but the major reason that I was able to do the things that I've done, it was because, like I said, I gave myself permission. I told myself, yes. You know, you got to start with a yes out of your mouth. A yes in your spirit, in your heart of heart. You got to say yes. You got to tell God, I surrender. Whatever you want me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I did. When I told myself I couldn't do the things that I was doing, guess what? It had me on lockdown. My mind was on lockdown. I was shackled. My God. You know, I was so focused on my limitations rather than my possibilities. I focused on what I didn't have as opposed to what I did have. My God. That's how I got stuck. But good God, once I blossomed, once I believed in myself, the sky was the limit. It's over the limit. You know what I'm saying? I can do anything but fail. And that's where I am in my life today.
And when life adversities come, and you spoke of many adversities, sometimes that can shift our focus. And even though your grandmother had already told you, you can do whatever you want to do. You can be whatever you want to do. She planted that seed. And like the Bible says, somebody has to come along and water, and then God allows you to grow. But between that time, you may face some sort of adversity. And you talked about some of the things that you experienced. How did that change you, those experiences?
You know, those experiences were hard for me. They were tough pills to swallow, but I'm a fighter. You know what I'm saying? In my spirit, I knew that I was born to win. Grandma Rogers taught me that. My mama taught me that I was born to win. And so at some point in my life, I had to start fighting in spirit for the things that I wanted, for the things that I saw, you know, and for the things that people said that I could not do. So, you know, I just had to move forward. And then I started, you know, moving forward and making a conscious decision to do things that people said I could not do, you know? So I just made a conscious decision and tell myself, yes, Tawana, go get it. You were born to do this. You were born to win. You weren't born for mediocrity. You know, you weren't born for lack and slack. You know, I don't get a disability check, because one thing I do know is that disability can't pay me what I'm worth. I'm not limited. You know what I'm saying? I'm unlimited. You know, I got potential and I know it. And I just moved on what I knew, you know, and here I am making a difference, you know. One thing I do know is that either you're going to have excuses or results. You can't have both. And absolutely. So I made a conscious decision to prove to myself. I had to prove it to myself, you know, because like I said, everything said you can't, you don't, you won't. So I had to prove to myself that I could do this thing, that I could see results in my life, in every area of my life. And that's how I did it, day by day, you know, wound by wound, fight by fight, skill by skill, word by word, my God. And I just continued to get better and better. Yes, I fell down. Yes, it hurt. But guess what? Every time I fell down, I got up again and again and again. And that's how I'm unarmed but dangerous. And the hope coach.
Yeah, and I think the key to what you're saying, you fought in the spirit. Yep. You didn't try to do this on your own. Now, you had to say to yourself that you had the ability to do it, but you fought in the spirit. And now you mentioned your book again, and I want to talk a little bit about that. Your book is your story. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Yes, Unarmed But Dangerous is my story of relentless struggle and ultimate victory. And in the book, I wanted to let people see that it was possible for them. Yes, I went through all of the challenges, you know, the gang rape, the rape of my stepfather, being, you know, being raped by my stepfather, the drug addiction. And, you know, it was just hard for me, you know, but I did it. And I made a difference in my own life. Yes, it was tough. It was hard, you know, and I had to figure out some things, you know, especially giving birth to my daughter, April. You know, she's 34 now, but it was tough. You know, everybody looked at me and said, what you gonna do? How you gonna take care of a baby? And you don't even have arms. And I was like, what in the world? You know, so I really had to figure that out, you know, with no instructions nor directions. And so in the book, I wanted to make sure that people saw that it was possible for them, because it's not about me. It's never been about me per se. You know, I just wanted to make sure that people saw, or people read the book, and they knew that it was possible for them. If this lady born without arms is doing the thing, what's wrong with me? And basically, right, that's what I'm saying in the book, you know, because I'm amazed of the people who sit around and wait for somebody else, looking for a handout, looking for a stimulus check, looking for, you know, the woe is me syndrome. No, the free lunch days are over. That mess is over. It's a wrap. So I just really made sure that in the book, I was not playing with the reader. I was not playing with myself. I was not playing with my heart. And I wanted people to see that it was possible for them. And I, you know, it's a shut down book. If you read it, it's going to shut it down. All the excuses, it's going to shut it down, you know?
And for people who have a story to tell, what would be your advice to them?
I really would, the advice that I would give to those people would be just to start where you are. You know, start where you are. That's what I did with Unarmed But Dangerous. You know, my life is the story. So, you know, I know that I'm not the only one that's been raped or abused or neglected or, you know. So I'm just saying, so the average person, because I'm not average, I'm just saying, but the average person, you have to start looking into your soul, looking into your life. Yes, I know it hurt. Things hurt. The past is a hurtful thing for most of us, you know. But you just have to start where you are and start writing your story. You know, first of all, you got to find a place in your life where you want to start writing. And that's what that was my challenge. I didn't really know if I wanted to start from birth or, you know, but ultimately that's what happened. You know, the first page is a eye opener. Oh my God, what have I done? And that's the doctor saying, you know, once the doctor sees me without arms, oh my God, what have I done? So you gotta figure out a place in your story where you want to start, first of all. And then you start there. You know, for me in writing, because I've written 6 books and I'm working on number 7 right now. Mm-hmm. But in writing, how I know that if the chapter changes, because when I start my books, I don't start with a title or a chapter title. I just start writing the content, so to speak. And when I know that I am in a different subject, like if I'm talking about my gang rape, and then I start talking about drug addiction, then I know, okay, I need to stop over here with chapter 1, and then I'm gonna stop, say that, and then I'll go to chapter 2, start talking about my drug addiction, if that makes sense. When you change the conversation, that's when you know that it's time to go to another chapter or another scenario or another some more information, so to speak. So, you know, you just really have to focus on what you want and pay attention to your life and know where you want, where you're going, and what you know the end result. You know, you got to see the end result in the beginning, at the beginning, if that makes sense, because that's how I did it. You know, like I said, there's nothing so great that I've done. Trial and error. You know, there are some things that I failed as far as writing. I failed in some areas of writing, but guess what? The next time I got it together and did it again. So, you know, you just have to get started where you are. I know I was rambling a little bit, but no. I just wanted to let you guys know that you just have to start where you are and, you know, make it happen. You know, don't talk about it. And then also another thing that was a challenge for me, in the beginning, I started writing in the journal, but nowadays everything is online. You know, the copyright, everything you have to submit is online. So I would suggest not to write it in a journal. I would suggest that you get on the computer, get you a document, open it, save it, my first book or book number one or whatever you want to say it, you know, save it as, but, you know, get it on a computer, do it on a computer or some type of tablet or something besides pen and paper, or you're going to have double work, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And I think I love your advice about just getting started. Sometimes we get stuck in one place and we're saying, I don't know which way to go. Just choose a way and start walking. You'll know whether or not that's the right direction, and you can always change your direction once you realize you need to go a different direction. So let me ask you this. Did you become a writer first or a speaker first?
Speaker first.
Okay.
I started speaking in 1996. I really didn't know how to speak, so to speak. I just got started there too. You know, I just started giving my testimony, going from church to church to church. You know, one church would tell, oh, she's good. You know, you got to call her. And it just started, you know, it just kept going and going. Word of mouth is powerful. So, but you know, 96 is when I started. 1996 is when I started speaking. But in 2004, I met Les Brown, Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, who is now my personal friend and mentor. I became a Les Brown platinum speaker in 2004. And I just, you know, just followed the leader. He mentored me. I listened to him. I paid attention. If he said do it, I did it. If he said I didn't, if he said don't do it, I did not do it. You know, sometimes you just have to follow the leader, shut your mouth, pay attention, and do what they say do. And at some point, it's going to happen for you too. And that's basically how I started as a speaker. You know, my husband, Toby, he is so awesome in my life. And he's such a light that pushes me in so many different areas in my life. But, you know, he looked at me one day in 1996 and he said, T, he said, you weren't born this way for me, for our family. You were born this way to let people see that most people live defeated lives when they don't have to. I was like, whoa, wow. That really penetrated in my heart and in my spirit. He said, what we gonna do? I'm gonna give you $300. He bought me a computer. He bought me some business cards. We prayed, we talked to God, and I got busy. I started calling strangers to open doors for me. I emailed 50 to 60 people a day telling them who I was and what God said I was supposed to do, and it worked. You know, that's how I did it. It's nothing so great. I just decided to get busy and get started. You know, no test, no testimony. I can't tell you the moments of frustration and disappointments and setbacks that I had. My God, the trials and errors that I went through, you know, just going through, you know, trying to figure out what to do and how to get it done, you know, trying to learn something different. You know, that was my challenge. But guess what? I did it, ladies and gentlemen. And if I did it without my arms, then imagine what you can do. Absolutely. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you. You can do it too. My God. Woo woo.
All right. And then you didn't just stop at writing this book. You segue into now you are co-producing a movie, Eagle Without Wings. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, Eagle Without Wings. It's I'm co-producing, and it's based on my book, Unarmed But Dangerous, the Tawana Williams story of relentless struggle and ultimate victory. And, you know, I just wanted to tell my poignant and heroic true life story of being, you know, how I was born without my arms, and I survived, and you know, all of the things, all of the bad things that had happened to me. And I just wanted to tell the story. I'm telling the story in a way that it's going to just resonate in people's lives, no matter where you are. You know, I'm excited. It's going to be a game changer for the film industry, because you know, it's just going to enlighten so many people's lives as they thought that they couldn't do things. But I'm telling you, Unarmed But Dangerous, the book, which is now Eagle Without Wings, the movie, No Excuses, Everyone Can Fly. My God, this thing is going to push people right into their greatness, right into their purpose. It's gonna set the stage. It's gonna change the game of mediocrity and excuses. I'm excited about it.
And I love that you not only speak, you write, and now you're co-producing a movie. And for me, what it says is, you know, you can reach people in different ways. You don't have to stay stuck in one different way, that you can reach out to people in a way that they can understand it. People may not pick up the book, but they sure enough will watch a movie. You know, maybe they don't have time to read a book, or maybe they don't have time to go see the movie, but maybe they can hear you at a church conference or some other conference. And I love that you have diversified yourself. And that to me is another testament of just overcoming, that you don't have to stay where you are, that you can take your skills and maximize them to the fullest. I just think it's so awesome what you are doing. And you have so many important messages. For me, just listening to you, number one message was, you can do it, that you have everything you need to go forward and do what you need to do. And number two, you know, don't set any limits on yourself.
That's right.
Just, you can diversify yourself. And number three, start where you are.
That's right.
Start where you are, that you don't have to wait for the opportunities to come. You create the opportunities. But as Christians, you know, like you said, you consulted God. You and your husband prayed together. I think it's important. Get a prayer partner, somebody who can be on the same page with you and help bolster you as you try to fulfill God's command for your life. I just think it's wonderful. And like you said, your whole life just shines. I give glory to God that, you know, Christian writing, Christian speaking, though that's your story, it's not just about your story, but it's about how you're able to give glory to God through your story. And I'm just so grateful for that.
Thank you.
I know we can go on and on and talk more and more about your story. And I would tell the people, if you want to hear more, let us know. But right now, I want you to tell people how they can learn more about you. Where can they go to find more information about you? How can they book you? Where can they find your book? And even about the movie, how can they get to know more information about your movie?
Absolutely. Well, for me, my website is TawanaWilliams.com. That's TawanaWilliams.com. Williams.com. That's where you can purchase any of my books, my artwork. I'm also an artist. I draw with my feet. Woo, woo. Yes. My artwork, my CDs, DVDs, all of that. All the product is in the store on my website. All products are purchased exclusively only at TawanaWilliams.com. The movie website is Eagle Without Wings, eaglewithoutwings.com. That's eaglewithoutwings.com. We're excited. We would love for you to potentially be a partner, you know, partner with us and help us get this done. You know, we are greater than I. And I know that I can't do this by myself, but I'm excited about the potential partners and the partners that we already have, the sponsors that we already have that are coming on board and helping us get this vision together. You know, Eagle Without Wings, it's going to be a game changer. I'm excited. You can partner with us to get your name on the credits of the movie, to get a seat at the red carpet event. And also be called as an extra in the movie. You might not be able to say anything, but just be there and be cute. I'm just saying.
All right, now.
We have positions there. We have positions still available. So go to eaglewithoutwings.com and check it out. Or you can call me at 252-291-6081 from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm in North Carolina, so I'm on Eastern Standard Time, and I'm excited about where I'm going and where we're going and where you're going, because I know that the information that you will receive thus far is going to help you and just push you into your greatness, you know? So call me sometime. I'm available. You know, we can schedule some things, but I'm excited. I'm on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, you know, I'm there. Tawana.Williams, I'm there. You know, I'm excited and grateful to serve in any way that I can. I'm excited.
Okay, people, you heard. Not only did you hear her story, now you can become a part of her story. And if you want to, contact her. She is giving you all of the contact information, and we will provide further information for you in the description box. Now, we're about to wrap up. What is the final word that you want to give the people?
I think to just tell yourself yes and start setting standards for yourself. You know, start just telling yourself you can do it and moving forward. You know what I'm saying? Some of us, we just complain about everything, signing up to be volunteer victims all our life. And then we go to jobs that we hate, you know, doing just enough to get by. We gotta, you know, get out of that mediocrity mode. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I want you to start setting high standards, not just standards, high standards. Because if you throw it high and you hit, my God, woo, woo.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a word right there. So I'm excited about life and where you're going. And I'm grateful. And thank you so much, Jackie, for allowing me to be a part of your platform. And I'm excited, you know, for the next time, because I know this is not going to be the last time that we're
absolutely gonna... People say you want more. We will give you more.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm excited. Thank you so much for your time and all you do, just to let, you know, let the people know that it's possible for all of us, no matter where we are in our lives, no matter what we have or don't have, you know, we can do this. Just tell yourself yes and go get it. And that's all I've done. I just said yes, and then I did it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, people, this is our guest, Tawana Williams, the Hope Coach, the author of Unarmed But Dangerous, and a co-producer of the movie Eagle Without Wings. And I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and this is CWS Christian Writing and Speaking, and we will see you next time. Thank you for joining us.